If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Brad is on the phone, and I personally think Brad's not getting a call back because he moved way too quick.
What?
Way too quick with his first date. Yeah.
How?
Usually, it's supposed to be about the third or the fourth date when a lady pukes in front of you, but he decided to make that happen on his first date.
Oh.
They were at the zoo for a little while feeding the ducks, and then later they were by the monkey cages, and she had an extreme reaction. She was puking. There were hives all over. People were running around crying, and the only thing he can think of is maybe she was allergic to something or food poisoning. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. Anyway, we're going to try to get her on the phone right now and find out why she's not calling him back.
And, Brett, I actually think that this is going to work out for you, because if I was that girl, I would be really embarrassed. I mean, that could be just the sole reason why she's not getting in touch with you.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, I hope so. I hope that's just the case, because she was really cool, and I know it was a crazy date, but there was something there, and I'm nervous, but I'm hoping. I'm hopeful.
Okay. This is good.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
Well, we'll call her right now and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Janine, please?
Can you put me on your do not call list, please?
Well, you don't even know who I am or why I'm calling.
I'm not interested, okay? Please put me on your
You might be interested. I'm not, like, trying to sell you anything. This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show?
Yes. I don't want you to buy anything. Can I talk to you for a second, please? I'll make it quick. I'll get to the point, okay? You recently went on a date to the zoo and puked.
What?
That was quick and to the point.
How did you know that?
I know that because the guy you went out with, Brad, he wanted us to call you because
you haven't
been answering any of his phone calls or text messages. So he thought maybe we could find out what happened and why you don't want to go out with him again.
Why do you think I wouldn't call him back? That was probably the worst date. No, that was definitely the worst date I've ever had.
Oh my God. It sounds horrific. Like, yeah. Not only just like the allergic reaction or whatever happened to you and the puking, but the monkeys freaking out and children crying.
Wow. He told you everything. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's okay. Great.
He also told us that he really liked you and isn't like weirded out by the fact that you threw up all over the monkeys.
He's just being nice. I mean, I projectile vomited everywhere. It was disgusting. Like, kids were crying. It was the worst. And like, I even had like an issue downstairs too, just to round it all out.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, girl. But here's the thing. If this guy still wants to get a hold of you, he obviously really likes you. Like, if you can do all of that on a first date and he still thinks you're awesome.
Honestly, I think he's probably just being nice, because I can't imagine anyone wanting to go back out with me.
Well, I mean, he went to a radio show to call you because he wanted to go out with you again, and I don't think he knows about your downstairs issue, whatever that was, because he didn't bring that up.
Poor thing.
Well, I think I blamed it on the monkeys.
So. Oh, my
God. Oh, man.
What did you feel like when your mom finally came?
Oh, my God. Who wants to, like, cry in front of a guy to their mom? But I kind of did, because I was mortified.
Oh,
it was just embarrassing.
You're okay now, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. It's just my ego, but... You know, I've had a lot of allergies my whole life, and it's just weird allergies, like strawberries, orchids, shark.
Whoa.
I'm just embarrassed by the whole thing. I don't even know what to say to him. So I'd rather just stay away.
So that is why you're not calling him back. You're not calling him back because you're embarrassed about vomiting and all the other bodily functions that happened.
Yes. I mean, how could we ever come back from an experience like that?
Well, I think that just means that you guys have moved to the next stage in your relationship. You know, a lot of people put pride in that. They're like, we're so close, we go to the bathroom with the door open. You're like, I don't even wait for a bathroom. I do it in the zoo. You know? You guys are close now.
I don't know.
Well, I'd be interested to see how he feels, and we can ask him, because he's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Janine.
Oh, my God. You've been listening this whole time?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. Awesome.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just glad you're okay. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm fine, except my ego, I guess. really just poured out my insides to you, didn't I?
Well, I mean, I've seen them before.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. I guess if you take that literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know about all the other stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't really want you to know about the other stuff, but okay.
You know, I know it was crazy. It was a crazy date. I mean, there's no getting around that. But through it all, like, I'm glad it was with you. And, I mean, up until that point, it was the best date I'd ever been on. And
hey.
I don't know. I was so worried about you after I didn't hear from you. And I don't know. I can't get you out of my head. And I could see us going somewhere. And yeah, I was worried.
Wow.
Oh,
oh my God. That's so sweet.
I know. It's so cute. I'm going to explode.
I know. It makes me want to crap my pants right now.
Stop it, Jubal.
That's
what I do when I get excited.
Like, I know you're saying these nice things right now. I don't know, just because you're on the radio or something, but you saw me throw up like The Exorcist, like projectile vomit. So I guess I can't trust that you're being honest, because I can't imagine that you'd want to, like, kiss me after that. You know? I'm just being completely honest.
I get that. Look, I didn't want you then, but it didn't mean I didn't want you ever. I mean, what's a little puke? I mean, it's not that big of a deal. And a little allergy problem, that's nothing.
Yeah, but it's more than just, like, going to the zoo. I have allergies to, like, everyday things. There are going to be things that I don't even know I'm allergic to that come up later on, you know? And it could happen again. So
I don't mind puke. Like, I could do puke all day. Like, I puke with you, hold your hair when you puke. Like...
Oh,
all right. Oh, well, you found your vomit soulmate.
Aww.
Yeah.
I mean, we can be in a plastic bubble on our dates. Like, or bring airplane bags for you to throw up in. Like, I really don't care. Aww. That's not the point. As long as we're together doing it, nothing else should really matter.
That's pretty impressive, Janine.
Oh, come on, Janine.
He's a good guy.
What do you think? Do you want to go out with him again? Would you go out with Brad one more time on a second date? We will pay for it.
If you say no, you are crazy.
I mean, Brad, are you serious? Do you seriously want to go out again? Like, seriously, non-radio, like us?
There's not a doubt in my mind. Absolutely. Aww.
Janine, what do you need this man to say? He likes you. For
I
goodness
know.
Sakes,
it's gonna be so
woman.
Embarrassing. It'll be so embarrassing to see him again.
But no.
No, it won't.
It can't get any worse than me watching you puke into a monkey cage. So please, just give me a second chance, and I promise everything is going to be great this time.
Hey.
It's going to be okay.
What do you think, Janine? One more chance.
Okay. Yes.
You'll do
yes.
it?
I'll do it.
Awesome.
All right, awesome.
Oh, yay.
I'll do it.
Congratulations, Brad. You got a second date.
Did it.
Yeah.
We'll be sure to send you somewhere where there's plastic on the floor just in case things go bad.